I'm joined again today by Dr. Declan Matthews, who will give us the latest update on COVID-19. Hi Declan, how are you today?
I'm very well, Liz, thanks very much.
Declan, the number of daily confirmed cases seems to be going in the right direction.
Absolutely, the number of daily cases is going in the right direction. I mean, one day this week we had, unfortunately, 9 deaths, but we'd only 10 new cases. Then there seemed to be a little jump for the rest of the week where it's gone up to around 40 or 50. But we're still around down around the figures that we were hoping we would reach at this stage, and would hopefully next week again be lower again.
The new cases that we're seeing, are many of them coming from the general public?
It's difficult to know because they're not giving us an exact breakdown of where they're coming, but some mostly seem to be from close contacts. That seems to be either in institutions such as in nursing homes or in the meat factories or in places like that. That seems to be in a particular problem. And then contact seems to be the other. So it doesn't seem to be flying around the place, if you know what I mean. So from that point of view, it's usually people you know you get it from.
Okay, is that why we're seeing such high numbers coming from meat factories, because they're working so close together?
Yeah, I mean, in a previous existence, I actually was a doctor to a meat factory before I moved to Yall. And there is no doubt conditions in meat factories are tough. It's a tough environment to work in, especially in the boning halls and places like that. People are very close contact, not so sure how well, the social isolating and that sort of stuff worked in these places. But they're a tough environment to work in, and it's very hard to keep to strict rules.
Okay. Phase 2 begins on Monday, thank God. What advice would you give to people, we can visit people's houses now from Monday on in small groups. What advice would you give to us for that?
I think we need to start visiting each other's houses. We've got to the stage where I think we all need social contact badly, because it's all having an effect on all our mental health. I think we need to get back to just, we are humans by nature are social animals. We need to meet people. We need to talk to people. We need to get back to doing that. Do, if you are having people in the house, still stick to the 2 meter rules. I think that's worth doing.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much talk now about the bringing it down to 1 meter. But I know for businesses to open up again, it's going to have to be brought down to 1 meter.
I think it is. Yeah, I as I said before, 1 meter. A lot of businesses are viable at 1 meter, but they're not viable at 2 meters, and that's going to have to become a factor. Because as we've said, it's all right so that we get over COVID-19 and that we all survive and that we all get on. But it's no good if the whole economy just falls apart and if nobody has jobs anymore and there's no money coming in to pay for things. So that's going to have to be looked at, because that will have a knock-on effect on people's health just as bad as anything that COVID-19 has given us.
Yeah, and they're talking about, I just saw now an article on the RT News this morning, they're talking about rolling phase 3 into phase 2. Now that got me very excited, because I'd love that. But actually, what do you think about that?
That would get me very excited too, I'm afraid, Liz. But my gut feeling is they won't do it. They've played it extremely cautious up to now. They really have given us very little extra. It would be lovely, as I said before, I don't feel any reason why the 20 kilometres shouldn't move out to 100 kilometres or even 200 kilometres. I know there's slight worry that if you do this, that people in areas where it's still quite prevalent, and there are areas where it is still quite prevalent, they're not down here in the south, but they are in the east and in the northeast. Those areas, they're afraid that people from those areas will start driving all over the place and bringing COVID-19 out into other places again. I would love if they did lift those restrictions though.
Yeah, and I just think sometimes they're giving us a bit of false hope. You know, they're reporting these stories that they're discussing them and then they don't do them. Like, I mean, when I read that now, I was thinking, you're right, there's a great chance, and then there probably isn't. Like, it is a bit of false hope for people as well.
It is a bit of false hope for people, and we've been living on false hope for quite a while now. Sort of, we've been told if we do this, everything will be all right in a few weeks' time. Then the few weeks' time comes, but nothing changes much. They say, "Oh, just another few weeks. Oh, just another few weeks. Oh, just another few weeks," and I, like everybody else, I think we're all getting a little bit fed up of it.
Yeah, we definitely are. What about grandparents visiting their grandchildren? Are we at that stage?
I think we may be at that stage, getting near that stage. Certainly hugging is still out, I'm afraid. So if you have grandparents who can meet their grandchildren and not hug them, and there aren't many grandparents like that around, I'm afraid it's still going to be keep your distance for another while.
Yeah, it's quite difficult. Coming up now a lot again this week is the face coverings. I mean, should we or shouldn't we? Simon Harris doesn't think we're there yet on what we actually should be doing.
Yeah, as I say, this is the jury's still sort of slightly out on this one. Face coverings are advised, especially on public transport, and I would think would be quite important on public transport, even though there aren't that many people on public transport at the moment. I think it would be quite important there. I think it's certainly in shops, in certain shops. You know, there are shops you can go into and there's about two or three other people in a huge shop, and I don't think it's that vital in that situation. But I think if you go into a shop where there's a lot of people, I think you would need to, you'd be better off to be wearing it. Let's put it that way.
Okay, we've had a few calls from listeners concerned with the images of the protests held in Dublin at the weekend and the large crowds of people gathering. Is it possible to catch the virus outdoors?
It would be possible to catch the virus outdoors if you're in contact with somebody closely enough, if you're less than two metres in contact with them, if nobody's wearing a mask, and if you're in contact with them for a certain degree of time, we'll say 10, 15 minutes, okay? So something like that, protests in Dublin, I certainly think that we need to watch ourselves in these situations. What would worry me hugely is the trouble in the States at the moment. You can see it every night on television, from Philadelphia, from Washington, from Los Angeles, all these protests. It's a lot of people in a lot of contact and not all wearing masks. I think they could have knock-on trouble from those sort of protests. We only had the one last week, and I think the Gardaí are probably on top of that, and I doubt that will happen again. But as I say, the situation in the States would worry me more.
Okay. And for ourselves, like gathering at the beach and stuff, is that okay?
Gathering at the beach is fine, provided we all sort of gather at a safe distance from each other. And as I say, people are doing that. I mean, I went for a swim the other day myself, and certainly people were well spaced out on the beach. They were well spaced out in the sea itself. We're lucky we have a huge beach. It goes on forever. What would have been slightly worrying was Clay Castle Car Park was absolutely mobbed. So in the car park, it's very hard to social distance if you're getting in and out of cars and that sort of stuff. That, and as far as I know, the guy, they actually shut down the car park after a while because it got so full. That would slightly worry me. The beach itself is big, big beach, well able for it.
Yeah, they did actually. I was meeting my sister at the beach on Tuesday, and she wasn't allowed to drive into Clay Castle Car Park. The guards were there stopping, which is good. They do have to police it a bit. Yeah, I know we want to go there, but we still went. We just parked somewhere else.
Yeah, and I did the same. I parked away from other cars and went down to the beach, went for a swim. Great swim, really lovely. The water was gorgeous, and it worked out very well.
Yeah, it was lovely. I hope we get weather like that for the rest of the summer, because I actually think we can live a little bit better with good weather. With everything closed, it's when the weather isn't good, it's tougher.
It is tougher. Like today's sort of a cold day, and we all feel a bit miserable today. And it's just I suppose it just adds to the misery of us all at the moment. But hopefully things are improving, and hopefully they'll give us a little bit more leeway whenever they talk to us tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, I know. Fingers crossed. Declan, have you anything else you'd like to add?
No, just to remind people, surgeries are still open. Doctors are still seeing people. You can still phone up your surgery. You can still have a consult with your doctor over the phone. They will see you if you need to be. Don't forget that. We don't want it to get to the stage. I know in parts of the country, it's still a problem where people can't get in contact or can't get to see their doctors. And it is a little bit of a worry. And I know the IMO and the ICGP are going to start a campaign in sort of telling people your doctor is still there. We're lucky enough in this town. The message seems to have got out there. But just to remind people, we are still open. And we are still seeing people.
Declan, thanks very much. We'll chat to you again next week.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Liz.